Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. This is the first podcast I've recorded with the iPhone 6S Plus, and anytime you change devices, you kind of have to change your workflow a little bit. I purposely did not restore from backup. I decided to set this up as a new device. I kind of had to do that because the iPhone that I was using was running the 9.1 beta, and I didn't want to do that on this particular device, and so I'm just running 9.0.2, which is the current version that's available at this point. I'm just kind of, I'm still trying to work out the bugs and still trying to get things set up. It's been, I'm recording this about 24 hours after I got the device, and you'll hear this on Monday. I'll probably by then have worked out most of the kinks, but I'm still trying to figure out, well, even just using the same programs I use, right? Because they function a little bit differently, like a Twisted Wave, for example. The default sampling rate that that the app starts up in is, not the one that I should be using for this particular device, which, just gives me an error message. It's not a huge deal, but I did notice some interesting behavior when I tried to record audio with in that particular space or whatever, that particular sampling rate, minor things like that. But it also just some applications aren't quite set up to support the bigger screen on a 6S Plus or whatever, or the 6 Plus even, that's an issue if you are if you're a tech douchebag anyway. Most of the apps I use, I haven't noticed any problems yet. I mean, there's a couple, I think. I mean, I think I still had a couple apps that were not even supported on the, the iPhone 5 screen, right, which has been around even longer. But you think most apps by this point that are actively developed should be supporting the 6 and 6 Plus screen sizes. I tell you what, this phone is fast. I can't even just, it's just so much, faster. Part of it is probably because there's less crap on it, but also because the processor from the going from a 5S to a 6S Plus is it's quite a big jump. And I've always been on the S cycle. The first iPhone I bought was a 3GS, and I still have that phone. It's my son's alarm clock at this point. The phone's pretty beat up. I mean, I could probably still use it as a phone, but I would need to like put new plastic on it or something to use it for that, and replace the battery because that battery's pretty shot. Then the 4S I got rid of because it was on Verizon and I couldn't unlock it for US GSM use. I've got the 5S still here, and I'm going to keep that because it'll be unlocked. And the 6S Plus, which I actually bought at full price, so I suppose that AT&T would unlock it for me if I asked them to. But anyway, that's a different, I might wait a little while for that. I'm kind of happy with it being where it is right now. So it doesn't need to support other SIM cards. That's what the 5S is for at this point. So anyway, it's just sort of, getting back into my, resetting stuff up. And I purposely wanted to kind of start over for another reason, because I had a lot of crap on my 5S, right? That I'm kind of looking at, I'm going, I don't really need all this. And if I have to reset it up again, it kind of forces me to think, yeah, maybe I should, think about this a little differently now. So that's kind of what I'm doing. But, I'm just playing with all of the fun stuff, that comes with a new device. I haven't played with the camera. Maybe I'll do that tonight, and maybe I'll post some Instagram stuff. Hey, you can follow me on Instagram as Phoneboy. Hey, I actually got that name back. What a novel concept. I got to record a podcast, and I had to move all of my workflows and stuff over. That was fun. And I never had to worry about setting up sync before, on some of the stuff. And editorial doesn't have any sync, but the workflows app does. Yeah. So I kind of started figuring out all this stuff as I went, and it ended up not being too bad. I even used, the funny thing is I figured out even how to make, ringtones, on my device without using iTunes or anything like that, just using GarageBand. And actually Twisted Wave to move audio back and forth, because it's the one thing that GarageBand on iOS can do that I haven't found any other app on iOS that does this. But you can export audio directly to a ringtone from GarageBand. I don't know why no other app can do this, but there are at least any that I found. But this is something that I used yesterday to, there's a couple of ringtones that I personally made for my phone that I use, and I wanted to move them them over, and this was the best way to do that. I had the ringtones separately somewhere else on my website that I've hidden, and so I downloaded them and basically exported them as ringtones into iOS. Hey, lots of cool stuff there you can do. But anyway, so I'm still trying to figure out my new device and all of the new features and functionalities, and I'll still have the old one here for a while because when I travel internationally, which I will appear to be doing again really soon, having two phones is not a bad thing. So anyway, I hope you all are having a great day whenever it is you decide to listen to this, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.